Morning. John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is joining us. Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning.
It is, and all's well in Dundas.
All seems to be well in Dundas,
You know, we were talking before we went on the air about all the exciting things that you did during last night. Boy, that's got a ho-hum, Jeff. But we'll talk about all important stuff.
We like to keep it ho-hum.
Yeah, business as usual. Right. Hey, keep everything running smoothly. That's good. That's the key to everything. Just keep it going smooth.
Yep.
So last night, you had a Dundas City Council meeting. Talked about a lot of things. I want to get a couple of things first. Big news is you can go see Transformers 8 and have a beer if you're at least 21 now, at the same time.
That's going to be occurring very shortly. Last night,
or perhaps a glass of wine.
The council approved a wine license for the Cinema 10, and they're going to be serving food, which is a requirement of the license to serve wine and beer. So you'll be able to get shortly. You should be able to get a glass of wine or a pint of beer, hopefully locally brewed craft beer, when you go and watch the movie.
All right. So you get some popcorn and beverage.
Get some popcorn and adult beverage, maybe a hot dog or bratwurst or whatever, or pizza or whatever else they're serving. And
I'm going to have to go to that theater sometime. You know, I haven't been to it yet. Have you been to a movie?
I've been to a couple there, yes.
Yeah, I have not.
It's a very enjoyable experience. Of course, it's state of the art, but the fact that the theaters are so quite small compared to a lot of the other theaters, it basically you're not sitting in the middle of a crowd all the time. It's a very very pleasant experience.
And so, well, that's going to be on my list.
Okay.
All right. Maybe the next rainy day, which could be tomorrow.
Well, they're getting a huge turnout on these hot days too.
Now let's move on to the next one. Is that you used to have detour days, then you celebrated Dundas, and sometimes you don't have anything, and now you do have a celebration that's put on by some of the businesses.
Right, Don Krause at Don's Corner Bar basically has been putting on a detour day celebration every Labor Day weekend on Sunday. So, so this again last night the council approved that application, and so that will be going forward. She'll be doing that, and that's going to include starting a little bit earlier this year. She's starting at 10 in the morning. Going to have games. Basically, we're closing off part of the street to allow her, or part of Mill Street, which is the street adjoining her. So basically she'll be having lawn games or street games or that type of thing, maybe some bocce. I'm not sure what exactly, but so that will be some additions to the Detour Day celebration this year.
All right, looking forward to it. Once again, that's Labor Day weekend. We're talking, once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator. You had some, I don't want to say changes in police personnel, but you took some action as far as the police personnel went last night.
Right. Part of our budget for this year was to add a couple part-time officers. Last night, one of the officers was... that has been added was approved as being off probation and approved to be part of the force as an officer and not just probationary. And then we also are going out to hire another part-time officer, basically because of the expansion. Because we're getting larger, we are needing more. You know, I feel we're needing a little bit more police protection, and also is we do have the ability now to cover the vacation and time offs for some of the permanent officers. So we're expanding the force a little bit, little by little. It's a long term plan, eventually to get to most likely eventually to get to another full-time officer. But
how many officers do you have now?
Right now there's 3 full-time officers. Basically, that includes the chief.
Mm-hmm. And how many part-time? Just
and
these two?
Just one part-time.
And one part-time. And right. Hopefully you'll have another right. one to kind of
correct. Yep.
Help cover things. All right. Sounds good. Once again, John McCarthy. John, let's talk about budgets. We're at the time of the year, and we discussed this, I think, last time you were in. Everybody loves getting the budget together for 2019. It's
right.
a process that doesn't happen overnight.
No.
You can't do that over a weekend. It takes a while. Right. And tell us about the latest step.
The latest step, basically, is just this is the final group of departments that we're taking a look at. Basically, the city is, being a small city, it has basically 4 groups of general fund budgets. We haven't really started working on what's called our enterprise fund budgets, which are the utility budgets, water, sewer. That's going to be starting shortly. But these are the budget or the expenditures in revenue that determines folks' tax rates. So it is probably the most difficult. And it also entails the general day-to-day operation of the city that people come in contact with primarily is the police force, the public works department, the administration department, the mm-hmm. council. So planning and zoning, all of those items that we need to operate a city on a day-to-day basis. So last night the council took a look at recommendations for the administrative general portion of the government, including the council and then also planning and zoning. Again, there was we're intending because of some recent happenings, we're going to be probably upping the recommended expenditures a bit, but not that much over what was anticipated last year. We actually try to project about 3 to 4 years out, and we're up a little bit over what the projection was last year, but not very much. So
is that due to anything in particular? Any one or two items?
There's several items. One is because we are getting busier again. We have some professional fees that have increased. There are several years that both in development we were not incurring quite as much in the way of professional fees. Now, in many cases, these are reimbursed by a development, so even though they show up on an expense, they also are. It also is not a general cost to the city. It becomes a cost to a developer, but we still have to show it as an expense and estimate those for budget purposes. The city is also doing some specific work along those lines that requires professionals. The work on the comprehensive plan and some other things that we're trying to do from a planning standpoint. And again, we hire most of our professional staff is contracted. So that's the engineer, the planner, that type, the mm-hmm. Attorney. So as we become busier and need more of this, more professional advice, those costs are going up a bit. And then there's also some costs that are involved in employee benefits, salary and benefits that we're taking a look at. We're going through a transition process now, trying to plan for the departure of some folks, and determine how that. It's going to affect the city budget. So those are some things we're starting to plan for.
All right. As far as the preliminary tax levy, that's September, isn't it?
We do the preliminary levy. So
right.
basically, at the next meeting, the first meeting in August, which would be August 13th for us, council will be reviewing the draft of the budget, which will be both revenue and expenditures. And at that time, we'll have some preliminary guesses on what the levy will be and what effect that should have on what we see as the tax rate. Again, this is an estimate as far as the levy and taxes that should be tied together pretty tightly for a preliminary by the second meeting in August, so we can So then we can certify that levy to the county, so they can prepare a tax estimated taxes based on a tax rate basically based on the based on their estimates of what they're establishing the value for next year.
Okay.
So,
once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, with us. Don, John, anything else from last night's meeting, or anything else going on in Dundas?
Oh, there's lots of stuff going on in Dundas, but I think that from meeting last night, that covers most of it. There were a couple little mundane things, but that just basically went. The meeting went pretty quick. We did have a closed meeting to discuss a potential offer to purchase a property, but. There was no action taken. Council just authorized staff to continue negotiations.
So. All right. Maybe someday we'll learn about that.
You might learn about that, yes.
All right, sounds good. Okay. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.